This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to many surveys on customer satisfaction, Comcast, the nation's largest cable company, a $169 billion behemoth based in Philadelphia, is among the most hated companies in America. The Surfrider Foundation is suing the Silicon Valley venture capitalists who bought 47 acres along Half Moon Bay on the California coast and is trying to make it private and restrict access, despite constitutional protections in the state making all beach land public. More than 70% of low-income American households have been involved in eviction, labor law, and other civil legal disputes in the past year, and in 80% of these cases, they lacked effective legal representation. The U.S. is turning down 75% of asylum claims from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, but Mexico in 2017 approved two-thirds of them. Funds that invest in litigation have become big business. Over 30 have launched in the last 18 months, raising over $2 billion. Clearly, a charity from the U.K. carried out a randomized test among 750 tea pickers over 40 years old in Indiana by giving some eyeglasses and some not. Over 11 weeks, productivity increased by 39%. The mayor of Seoul, South Korea, in his third term, moved with his wife for a week to a rooftop shack in a poor neighborhood to learn the difficulties that poor residents face. A survey in August found that 27% of Hispanic Texans whose homes were badly damaged during Hurricane Harvey reported that those homes remained unsafe to live in compared to 20% of blacks and 11% of whites. 54% of Oregon's House Democrats are female, a rare majority in state capitals where men still mostly rule. On more than 200 television series in the 2016-17 season, just 13.7 of the writers were people of color. Relations between the U.S. and India now being compromised by President Trump's tendency to mock Prime Minister Narendra Modi's accent in English. A video of him doing so has gone viral in New Delhi. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, nearly 16 million voters were removed from the rolls between 2014 and 16, 40 million more than were purged between 2006 and 2008. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.